Hi, Gary Stearman back with you again from Prophecy Watchers, and Billy Crone is with us today. Billy Crone, welcome to Prophecy Watchers.
Well, hey, thank you, Gary. It's always a treat to be on.
And when Billy is here, we always know that we're going to hear more than we can possibly absorb, and that's going to be true today. Billy has prepared a very in-depth study involving many, many DVDs, and it's called World Religions, Cults, and the Occult. That's a huge subject.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Billy before we came on, with a subject like that, you really need to start with not what's false, but what's true.
Yeah.
And there is something that is neat, it is compact, it is heavily documented with a huge 2,000-year history, and it's called true Christianity.
Well, you know, true Christianity is encapsulated in the phrase gospel, euangelion, which means the good news, and here's the good news. That even though God is holy, we are not, and that's easy to demonstrate.
Yeah.
You know, if we're honest and God sees everything. God is holy, we are not. The wages of our sin or unholiness is death, and we deserve to die and be separated from God forever. There's not just a heaven, there's a hell. Well, that's the bad news. The good news is God, in spite of us, has made a way that we can be freely forgiven 100% all of our unholiness or sins, past, present, future, through the sacrifice of His Son that He sent, Jesus Christ. His death on the cross is sufficient to forgive us of all of our sins and to make us holy and acceptable to God. And what? After that, you have a beautiful, loving, bride-like relationship with the Creator of the universe. It's a gift. You can't earn it. It's not earned by works. It's by grace. The Scripture is very clear about that. And it's every day, it's held out to everybody on the planet, the good news that you can have a beautiful, bride-like, wonderful, intimate, loving relationship with the Creator of the universe through Jesus Christ. If you would believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says if you confess Him as Lord, believe in your heart that God raised Him from the grave, you will be saved. That's it. And it's a focus on what has been done for you, not what you do. But that's it. That's Christianity. Now, that's completely exclusive, not only with Jesus' statement, but that's the only way. Right? John 14:6, he says,
yes.
I am the way, the truth, the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. Notice there in the article, it's the. It's not a way, a truth, a life.
Right.
This is it. Right? And frankly, that's good news, Gary, because God didn't have to do that. He could nuke the planet and start all over. He's God. He's righteous. He's holy. He's just. Right? But He made a way through Jesus Christ, and He did all the work for us because we can't undo what has been done, the sin. But God's made a way, and all you got to do is accept it. Now, you look at all the other world religions out there, the cults and even the occult, they're basically not just polar opposite of Christianity. They don't even agree with each other, but basically a summation is they believe that you either are God, you can become God, or you got to work your way to God. Only true biblical Christianity says, no, you're not God, you'll never become a God, okay, and you can't work your way to God. Right? It's only through the cross of Jesus Christ that you can be saved. And that's something that you would think that people know. And dare I say, yeah, even in the churches. But here's what's concerning. And really, I expect the lost to balk at John 14:6, that Jesus is the only way. I mean, they don't have the Spirit of God. They don't know. I get that. I'm not condoning it, but I get that. I used to be one of those people. I get that. What was alarming to me and what started this project was I came across a stat that said 25% of the professing church. These are people claiming to be Christians. Maybe they are. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
25% of the professing church says that Jesus is, in essence, not the only way to heaven. That God accepts all religions. All faiths lead to heaven. And I'm going, whoa, wait a second. That's the church. What's going on here?
Yeah.
Now, here's what's concerning. That was bad enough. That's 1/4 of the church. You know what the stat is now, Gary? I just came across this just a couple weeks ago.
What is it?
The new current stat is 51% of professing Christians now believe that there's many different ways to get heaven, that God accepts all religions. Excuse me? You just are steering people in a completely unbiblical direction. That's not at all what the Scripture teaches. And I like to say, if these other religions really get you to heaven, then why did Jesus come? Why did he die on the cross? You know, and dare I say, what Bible are you reading? But I think that's the problem today. People aren't being taught the Bible. They're not being read. They're not reading the Bible. And what's happening is these deceivers that the Bible said would come in the last days, not just in the world, but even in the church,
yes,
are getting a free pass because nobody is challenging that lie. And the lie is, which I believe is preparing for the one world religion in the 7-year tribulation, that all paths lead to heaven. Can't we all just get along, right? I mean, just focus on what we have in common. You know, let's just do good to one another and love one another. And, you know, it's like the Beatles philosophy. All we need is love. And whoa, right. If in fact what Jesus said is true, and it is because he doesn't lie, that he's the only way, then how can I sit there and link hands with people who are leading people away from Christ, which means what, Gary? In essence, they ain't just not going to heaven. What's the alternative? There's only one other alternative. You're working with people who are leading people to hell.
And there, for some people, is the rub. There yeah. can't be such a place as hell, you know, and so forth and so yeah. on. And that's an invention that frightened people made a long, long time ago, and they wrote about it, and no hell.
Well, and unfortunately, that is also rampant in the church today. Get this, if you think that... 51% of so-called Christians saying that God accepts all religions is bad enough. The current stat is this, Gary, 65% of so-called professing Christians do not believe in a literal Satan. It's just a symbol of evil. Excuse me? But again, why is this happening? Well, believe it or not, again, two things. I think this is the mindset that was prophesied by God to lay the groundwork for the one world religion in the 7-year tribulation, number one, right? Because if you're going to build a one world religion, right, then what do you have to have? You have to have people think that, oh, we can all come together and work together. Well, you have to have that lie that's
right.
going through the church right now appear, and it's appearing on, and it's growing exponentially from 25 to 51. It's just getting worse. But the other thing too is that people need to realize that the scripture also said that this is what you could expect in the last days, that people would come not just in the world and be led astray,
yes,
with destructive heresies, false paths that lead people not to heaven but hell, but in the church. And this is what we see in 2 Peter. He says this, 2 Peter 2, he says, but there were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be, and the context is of the church, there will be false teachers among you. Now stop right there. What's a false teacher? Pseudos, okay, a false teacher. It's a fake teacher. Now they say they're teaching Christianity, but they're not. Paul deals with that extensively. He even talks about he was chased and harassed by false brothers in the scripture. What's a false brother? Pseudos Adolphos, fake brother. They say they're a Christian, but they're not.
Right.
False prophets, false teachers, false brothers. There's a category that people need to realize, and it's going to increase in the last days. They're not just going to do this in the world. They're going to do this in the church. Fake Christians, they say that they are. They dress like a Christian. They might have Christianese, but they're not. And here's what they're going to do. They will secretly introduce destructive heresies. Okay, and it's talking to the church, even denying the sovereign Lord who bought them, bringing swift destruction upon themselves. Now listen to this, verse 2, many, this is what's sad, Gary, the context of the church, many will follow their shameful ways and bring the way of truth into disrepute. The Greek there is literally blasphemeo, where we get blasphemy. And can I say this, Gary? Anybody that says that there's another way to heaven other than Jesus Christ, that's blasphemy, because Jesus said he's it. But Gary,
well,
this is going
said,
on the church.
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
You don't need some like, oh, I don't know if I can understand that on my own. It's pretty common sense there.
It is.
You know,
yeah.
I could say, well, that's not some secret Southern Hebrew that we only the elite can know. And obviously, there is no Southern Hebrew. I'm joking, but anyway, so that only the elite can know and tell us. The rest of us are or no. I like to say,
yeah.
You know, you don't have to go. Believe it or not, you don't have to pray and fast 15 years to figure out that verse, or go to that prayer and fasting conference with meals included to get a vision from God. When he says he's the only way, he's the only way. Everybody can get that. But it's getting so bad in the church today that the Word of God is not being taught. That it's getting so bad that now people are actually believing. Well, yeah. Yeah, maybe one of these other ways is there. I mean, God is just a God of love. And what they do is they make God into a false god, an idol of their own making. Because how many times do you hear people say this? Well, my God's a God of love, and he, I'm sure he honors these other people. He knows their heart. You know, in their heart. All I'm doing is quoting the Bible. When Jesus said he's the only way.
Right.
He's the only way. You could balk at it, kick at it, scream, whatever. It ain't going to change nothing. And you look at every other religion, Gary, only Jesus and the cross. There is no cross in these other religions. There is no, it's either, you either are God, you become God, or you got to work your way to God.
Okay, Billy. And now we get to the tough part.
Yeah.
We have at least partially defined true Christianity. Of course, to really define it, you have to go on for days, but you've hit the core.
Yeah.
So we have all of these the cults and isms. Let's talk about those. How do they fit in with God's plan, with what the prophets predicted about the latter days? How do they fit in with the march of Christianity, past, present, and future?
Well, certainly in the past, you look at Satan's track record. Obviously, he realized that as soon as Jesus rose again from the grave, what he thought was his greatest victory, Jesus dying on the cross, became his greatest undoing.
Yeah.
Scripture is very clear about that. Colossians tells us that Jesus completely, utterly defeated, shattered the enemy. He's whooped and it's done. Now he's on death row, if you will, awaiting his final sentence into the lake of fire. He knows his future, right? But what's he do, right? There's two different Greek words for evil in the New Testament. One's kakos, one's poneros. The one that's used of the devil is poneros. You're saying, okay, woo, Greek. Watch this. Kakos is just like a general evil. Right. This means like, okay, a guy goes in the 7-Eleven. He holds up the people at gunpoint. There's several people in there behind the cashier. But the cops come, surround the place and say, hey, on the bullhorn, give it up. There's no way of escape. Okay. And the guy puts the gun down and he gets arrested. That's kakos. That was bad. That was general evil. Poneros is this. And this is the one that's used of Satan. Same scenario. Guy goes into 7-Eleven. He holds up the cashier. There's people in the store. Here comes the cops. Bullhorn. Hey, give it up. We're surrounded. There's no way of escape. You know what's he do? He's not kakos. He's poneros. He starts shooting as many people as he can, even though he knows there's no way of escape, because that's how evil he is. The enemy knows he's defeated, Gary. He knows he's going to the lake of fire. But we're dealing with not kakos, but poneros, the evil one, the scripture says.
Wow.
Right? And he's so stinking evil that he knows that Jesus is the only way. He knows that the good news is this. You can know for sure that you're on your way to heaven and not hell by the grace of God, the mercy, the free gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. So you know what's he do? And we see this recorded for us. We're in the past, right? What he does is he immediately begins to launch into the church false teachers, false prophets, and false brothers. Why? To convolute the truth. To get people away from the truth. And yeah. Paul dealt with this. Do you see this in the scripture in the New Testament? Also John. He talked about the Judaizers. What were the Judaizers? They said, oh, yeah, Jesus, but. And if anybody says Jesus and Jesus or Jesus, but, that's not the gospel. And they came in and said, Jesus, but, you got to keep the Old Testament law. There's people in pseudo churches today that teach that. That you're a Christian, but you still got to do all the old way of the Jew. It's modern day Judaizers. That was dealt with in the past. The enemy, again, began to, as the scripture talks about, Gnostics, that with this gnosis, secret knowledge. We got this secret knowledge that only us can, and you need to go. And they begin to deny Jesus, right? And so even we have it recorded for us in the New Testament after Jesus rose again from the grave. Immediately, what's the enemy do? He lost, and he begins to come up with new paths, different paths. And there's only one path, but he's poneros, Gary. He's seen how many people, he knows what's going to happen if they believe in that. They're not going to heaven, they're going to hell. But that's how evil he is. He's seen how many people he can take down with him. And he uses the false paths of religions and cults, pseudo-Christian groups, to lead people away. And he's been doing that throughout history. And then you look at from the birth of the church, and you look at all these other religions that begin to crop up on the scene. Even in our lifetime, post the Reformation, you got pseudo-Christian groups, even here in the history of America, which we cover in great detail, right? They say they're Christian, but they're not, because it's a works-based salvation. And so the enemy is doing this in the past, in the present, okay, to lead people astray. And just to finish the train of thought, past, present, and future. This has now led to the mindset where people say, well, they say they're a Christian. They come knocking at my door. They say they're a Christian. And we all just need to love one another. And people are so ill-equipped on the scripture, they fall for that. But that's the mindset, again, you need to now go along with the ecumenical movement, which is the movement that's preparing people for in the future, in the 7-year tribulation, with the one world religion that'll be set up. When somebody basically, Gary, today comes up to you and says this, well, you know, all religions, they just basically, you know, teach the same thing. We could all get along. Yeah. You know what they told you? Two things. Number one, you apparently don't know anything about Christianity, because Christianity, true biblical Christianity, is completely exclusive. Number one. Number two, and this is the impetus of the study, and why we want to go and expose all this stuff. What you also just said is you not only don't know about true Christianity, you don't know anything about world religions. Because when you understand world religions, and I did, even as a New Ager, because that's what you do in New Age, you try a little bit of every religion on the sun, right? And even back then, before I got saved, I'm realizing these guys don't even agree with each other. So that's what they say. When somebody says they're all basically the same, can't we all just get along? You don't know anything about true Christianity. And number two, you really don't know anything about world religions. They are diametrically opposed, not just to Christianity, but each other. There's no way you can stir them all together. But here comes the great deceiver, Poneras. He knows it. And now he's preparing people for that final stage moment where all religions, and what are all religions? If it's not true Christianity, what is that, Gary? All multitude of paths, let's translate it, that are leading people straight to hell are going to come together in this false utopia. Can't we all just get along? And they're going to march straight into to hell. It's a very macabre, horrible scene, but that's what the scripture said would come in the last days.
Now, I have a question. The title of these volumes, the general title, World Religions, Cults, and the Occult. What's the difference between cult or cultism and occultism?
Yeah, well, cult would be like a pseudo-Christian group. And that's basically those that would say that they're Christians, but they're really not. Right? Again, like 2 Peter said, these false prophets that, who are going to come to the church and secretly introduce destructive heresies. And of course, some of the easy classic examples of, what's a pseudo-Christian group? Well, you got Mormons. They say that they're Christians, but they're not. Oh, well, how do I know? Well, you know, because when they come knocking the door and you say, hey, no, thank you, I don't want to hear it. I believe in Jesus. And they'll come back and they'll say, oh, I do too. You have to get beyond the veneer, because secretly they believe in a different Jesus, you know. And they don't tell you right away until they suck you into their pseudo-Christian organization, their cult. And what happens is their Jesus is not the same Jesus. And you have to get behind the veneer, because their Jesus, they believe, is the spirit brother of Lucifer. Now, they don't tell you that when they come knocking at the door.
In other words, there were a couple of brothers, and one was really bad and one was really good.
Well, yeah. And then they actually, if you read their account, they almost make Satan out to be kind of like a martyr. I mean, he wanted to be the one who was going to save the world, but Jesus got the position and it just didn't work out too good. And it's like, what? This is nuts. This is crazy. Another thing they don't tell you, come knock at the door, pseudo-Christian group, is they believe, and this is on record, right? And they don't deny it, is you know why they're knocking on the door and they're going through their temple rites and they're trying to do all these good deeds and refrain from caffeine and tobacco and all that stuff, which is works, not grace, by the way, which just means it's a false gospel.
Yeah.
They're doing it because they believe that they're going to become gods. And they're going to, in the afterlife, they're going to be a part of what's called the celestial kingdom, and they will get to forever be a god on their own planet, and their wife gets to be a goddess, and they forever get to populate that planet with what, quote, spirit babies. And I like, you know, one guy says, well, my wife don't want to do that. You know, that's a lot of babies. But seriously, think about it, Gary. It's like, what? That's not Christianity. Where are you getting that? They dress like, they speak like, they know the veneer, they know the Christianese. But you got to get equipped to realize that this is actually a fulfillment of prophecy. 2 Peter 2. We were warned 2,000 years ago, Gary, not in the world, in the church, these people would come secretly. Secretly knocking. And if you're not careful, they're going to lead you astray.
Now, you've got a volume here called New Age.
Yes.
Now, what's the New Age? What's the New Age? And I've heard the term New Age movement. Where is that now?
New Age is all over the place. The biggest New Age priestess on the planet is Oprah Wan Kenobi, or Oprah Winfrey, if you want to call her. Yeah, that's what I call Oprah Wan Kenobi. But it might as well be a Star Wars thing, but she's the biggest one promoting it right now. But it's all over the place, and it's even in the church. The New Age concept, again, is the mindset where is this the single mindset that is being used to prepare people to go along with the one world religion. Because the core of New Age is basically this, the lie of Genesis 3 in the Garden of Eden. You will be like God. Listen to God. Don't listen to his word. They get you to doubt God's word. You will be like God. You get to decide what's between good and evil. And so now it's up to you to discern what's right and wrong, including eternal matters and religions. And New Age says nothing is wrong. Everything's right. And then you get to be in the driver's seat and you get to pick. Pick whatever you want. In fact, you can even mix and match, like a cafeteria, or in Vegas, in our case, like a buffet, right? And so now you're walking it through life, and you get to decide. You want to use a little bit of Buddhism? Sprinkle some of that on there. You want to do some Hinduism? Throw that in there. How about some self-help techniques, secular psychology? How about even a little bit of Christianity? Now, nothing convicting, but, you know, just, you know, the golden rule. But basically, you go around, you get to create your own religion, right? Because it's all true. It's all paths will get you there. That's basically New Age. Now, what's scary, Gary, is that answers, you think, well, New Age, I'll never be a New Ager. If you're out there saying you're a Christian, and if you're a part of that 51 percentile, saying that all paths are accepted by God, you're a New Ager. And people don't even realize how New Age has even impacted the church, because they've never been equipped. Nobody's ever taught them about the New Age movement and how it's needed to fulfill this prophecy and how far it's gone even into the church.
You know, we have so much to talk about, so little time, but right now I'd like to pause and someone will tell you how you can avail yourself of the offer of a study of world religions in depth and detail. We don't have time to do it today.
Yeah.
We've barely mentioned a couple or three. There are many.
Yes.
And how many of these are there?
Well, 12 different categories that we have there that we deal extensively.
Let's pause then, and someone will tell you right now how you can get a hold of these.
We've all experienced that knock on the door on a Saturday afternoon. Two well-dressed young men on bicycles have some free literature to share, and they want to invite you to their church. They've come by to discuss your relationship with Jesus. But which Jesus is it? Is it the Jesus who's the half-spirit brother of Satan? Or a created being who is nothing more than a good man who once walked the earth? How would you like to be a part of a religion that informs you that you won't be spending eternity in heaven? Only 144,000 get that privilege, and they already have their rooms reserved. Or the religion that tells you the mark of the beast described in the book of Revelation is worshiping on Sundays. Better yet, other religions lure you in by telling you that one day you will be your own God. Shades of the Garden of Eden and the serpent's promise to Adam and Eve. There are 4,300 different religions in the world today. Do all of their roads lead to heaven? Can everyone be right? Even more troubling than the statistics Billy shared about the beliefs of many Christians in our churches today is the fact that 1.2 billion people around the world have no relationship with Christ or deny that God even exists. 1 Peter 3:15 tells us to always be prepared to give an answer to anyone who asks about the hope we have in Christ. Are you prepared for that knock on the door? Billy Crone has spent well over a year preparing a series of exhaustive DVDs on the major cults and religions of the world. Many of these religions could actually convince you that they share the same Jesus and the same belief system as we do, but Billy exposes the stark differences that exist using the words of Jesus and the Bible as his guide. We've put together a special discounted package of the five DVDs that we focused on today: Mormonism, Jehovah's Witness, New Age, Scientology, and Seventh-day Adventism. You can also find each of these informative DVDs individually for your gift of $25 to Prophecy Watchers, with free shipping included anywhere in the USA. When you order the World Religions and Cult packages, we're going to send you a beautiful 500-page hardback book on the religions of the world and the truth of real Bible-based Christianity, the popular Encyclopedia of Apologetics. We're also going to add a timely book on America's future entitled A Nineveh Moment. Does America Have Another Chance? The five DVDs on the cults and the two special bonuses are yours for your gift of $100 to support the important work of Prophecy Watchers. Just call the number you see on your screen or go to our website at prophecywatchers.com. It's heartbreaking to know that there are billions of people who have no idea where they will spend eternity. We'd like to do our part by helping Billy share these important studies with the lost world. God bless you for helping us spread the gospel message, Christ crucified, risen, and coming again.
Well, I'm overwhelmed, Billy. What can I say? When we think about this subject, and we sat down here with just 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It didn't occur to me that there's no way we could even begin to touch this subject.
Yeah.
And just go through a few of these, just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, to show people what you've really been doing.
Well, again, you know, we start with world religions, so that deals with your major religions. We also went into, of course, the cults of course, Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, Seventh-day Adventists, Christian Science, even Scientology and things of that nature. That's all over the media. And then we're now getting into the occult section. And the occult section, of course, is now you're dealing with the so-called dark arts. And believe it or not, those are on the increase too. Now, that shouldn't surprise us. If we study the scripture, certainly Bible prophecy, we would not only see 2 Peter 2 that it's going to come into the church, pseudo-Christian groups, but we would also see in Revelation 9 that you're going to see a massive rise of occult behavior. But unfortunately, many people are not getting equipped, Gary, because they're playing games from the pulpit. And dare I say, they don't even know what true biblical Christianity is. I mean, really think about it, Gary. We hear this all the time, and I'm sure you do too. Christians say, my church doesn't even give the gospel anymore. Think about that.
Yeah.
Even if they give this so-called gospel, analyze what they're giving. Is it really even the gospel? It's like, you know, you just need to acknowledge that God loves you and you're so worthy and he just loves you. That's not the gospel, right? You didn't say God is holy, we are not. The wages of our sin is death. And if something doesn't get fixed, you're going to hell. Here's the good news, though. Jesus Christ died on the cross for you. And if you would believe on his work on the cross and confess him as Lord, believe in your heart that God raised him from the grave, Romans 10, you will be saved. That's the gospel. But that's not what people are getting today. And it's preparing this horrible mindset, this mishmash of beliefs that is prophesied about 2,000 years ago is needed to fulfill the 7-year tribulation society.
It's sort of designed to make you feel good.
Well, and who's the ultimate feel guy? Mr. Fix-It. That's the Antichrist false prophet.
Right.
Right? That's exactly what they're going to do. And what's scary, Gary, is that mindset is not only already in the world, it's increasing in the church. And it's high time that Christians get equipped on how to understand true biblical Christianity, understand the lie that there is no way that you can say that God accepts all religions. There's only one, and his name is Jesus Christ. Everything else is a lie.
If you believe what Billy teaches, you need to check up on this DVD set. Illuminate yourself, maybe your church, about what to do and what not to do ever. And believe me, Billy has put in the study. Thanks for coming by today, and I wish we had more time.
Yeah.
We just had to brush over this thing.
Yeah.
But you've done a great work.
Well, hey, that's the Lord, Gary. It's definitely time that we need to get the truth out, because the truth, Jesus, is what sets people free.
Amen. I'm Gary Stearman. Hey, you keep watching. We are. Thanks for joining us on Prophecy Watchers. You can find us on the web at prophecywatchers.com. In the meantime, keep watching, everybody, and we'll see you soon.